Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around.
Well, Stevie Nicks bringing us back. That's Waterfall. Welcome and back, 7-2. Of course, Stevie Nicks, and that's... Lindsey Buckingham on the guitar behind her there. Welcome back, 7-Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being here. Happy Thanksgiving. Glad you're here. Glad you're part of our day. I'm glad you're part of my life, small business owners. I'm very thankful for you. I don't know what I would do without you. You inspire me every day. And I don't know if you know this, and I don't know if you thought about this, but you inspire a lot of people. The things that you do, the commitment that you make, the work that you do, the energy you put into things, the way you not only execute and create things, but you give back. That's what I'm thankful for, because that's very important to the world. Jim Donovan, I know you agree with me when I say those things.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
I don't know. I don't even want to, you know, I keep reminding my audience about the Wonderful Life movie where George Bailey was given a chance to, the angel Clarence took him around Bedford Falls and showed him Potterville, which was how that world would have looked without George Bailey. Yeah, I don't even want to think about what the world would look like without small business owners.
Yeah.
It would not be a pretty place. And so, folks, keep working hard.
Turn this economy around for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very thankful for small business owners. Jim, I know you. And of course, you're a classic example. I mean, you've been a small business owner for decades.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Since July 19th, 1974. So
not that you remember the exact time or anything, right?
Yeah, right.
And
I got fired from a job. I said, thank you, and I walked out the door.
Hey, Jim, mine was 8:30, May 29th, 1989. Not that I remember the exact moment or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember when the phone call.
I made a commitment right then and there to myself that I was not ever going to work for anybody again.
Yeah.
I mean, for any period of time, I did, you know, little spots here and there. And
yeah.
I'm happy to help a company, but I'm not going to be on your salary. You know, telling me what to do and when to do it and where to be.
Well, you know, when I got fired that time in '89, I said, well, I guess I better get my resume out. I had two kids and two mortgages, and then I stopped for a second. I mean, literally in about 5 seconds, I slumped in my chair a little bit and I said, you know what? I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself.
Yeah,
and I instead of writing my resume, I designed a business card.
There you go.
And the rest is history.
I've
been happier ever since.
There's some kind of an article in there.
Yeah. So give us another peek into your book, the new book, The 52 Ways to a Happier Life. What's another way to think about being happy?
Well, you know, there's a lot of ways. That's kind of the whole thing is just to provide little nuggets of, I just want to give you, the reader, the stimulus to start using your own brains, to start taking control of your own emotions, to start, you know, look at things like the fact that you're never alone. I love that one. It's really about, you know, we just, a lot of times we feel like I'm here by myself, especially if you're in business. You get you get an isolation factor going on.
But we start being cavemen, cavewomen.
Yeah, exactly. This comes from an Og Mandino story where at the end of it he says, you know, if all else fails, put your hands together and pray. Mm-hmm. You know, and realizing that there's always a higher power there with you and guiding you. Sometimes you just have to let go of the problem. And I was listening recently to Brian Tracy was talking about one of the things you can do is just write down. I did this the other day. You write down a problem or a challenge that you're facing across the top of a page and then sit there until you come up with 20 solutions. I got to tell you, it took me an hour and a half to come up with 20. The first five, I could do 10 seconds.
Uh-huh.
But after that, it's like, okay, I ran out of ideas. But you know
what?
They come if you sit there.
Do you think that's what we do? We have in our mind how things – we talked about this kind of in a way a little earlier in the hour. You think we have in our mind how things should be so strongly that we don't let anything else in?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We live with blinders. Like, okay, here's what I need to do, and this is the only way. You know, we don't realize there are many, many ways. I love Louise Hay when she said there are 157 ways to do the dishes. You know, there is no the way.
There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. I mean, we got that from Paul Simon. But, you know, one of the things that I've found, and this clearly makes me happier, Jim, whenever I have a big decision to make or something really important that I'm working on, if I'm really feeling stuck with it, if I have the time, if there's any way that I have the time, and I try to give myself the time, I sleep on it. And I revisit it the next morning, And I almost always have a clearer view of what I need to do, what I want to do the next morning after I sleep on something. And usually
I wake up. Try this. Write it down on a pad next to the bed. And then when you wake up, grab the pad and see what you got.
That's a great idea. Great idea.
Your subconscious will go to, and there's been story after story about inventions that came about that way.
Hey, Jim,
your subconscious is working on it.
I got to wrap it up. We got to wrap up our 14th Thanksgiving Day show. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all the years you've been part of our life.
I think I've been on about 10 of them, too.
Probably so. We appreciate
it. Yeah, I'll do
much.
10 more anytime.
Thank you, Jim. Jim Donovan, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. That's jimdonovan.com, by the way. Put a slash gift and go get that free gift from him. And don't forget his new book, 52 Ways to a Happier Life, coming out real soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you today, be safe, be happy. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.